Our first reading today is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 20 to 23. In the future, when your son asks you, "What is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God has commanded you?" tell him, "We were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and on his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors." And our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 26. "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Okay. We're just going to hand over to Tim, but before we do, shall we just pray for him? Just stretch out a hand and let's pray for Tim. Father God, we just want to say thank you for Tim and for the word that he has prepared to bring us this morning. Just pray, Lord God, that the power of your spirit will just come through him this morning and that will touch our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Great. Thank you, Wendy. Well, today marks the launch of our series on Remember When, the four-week Lent course that we're doing, and the sermons that we have on a Sunday will help inform us for our discussions on a Tuesday. Over the next 4 weeks, we're going to be spending time remembering our own stories and looking to tell them in ways that are helpful for those whom we encounter. It's an opportunity for us to think through events in our life that have been important to us and to remember them and hopefully share with others. Why do we remember, though? Why is it an important thing? Well, remembering is a key concept throughout the Bible, and it's important for us to do the same. As we heard today, when we celebrate communion, we remember what Jesus did for us on the cross. God is consistent in his call for his people to remember who he is and what he has done. God calls us to remember because what we intentionally remember shapes who we are and how we act. If we think back to God's faithfulness in the past, we're much more likely to trust his faithfulness in the future. And when we remember together, we grow as a community in faith and love. But we also grow as witnesses, learning about God's character and our identity from each other's experiences. Jesus calls us to be witnesses and to take the gospel to those whom we encounter. And hopefully, by the end of these 4 weeks, we might feel a little bit more equipped to do it. But it is probably sharing our faith is one of the most frightening things we can do. Witnessing to our friends and our families, well, what are they going to say when you get those butterflies in your stomach and you think, I don't want to say it, but I know I have to. It can be very frightening. But witnessing to our friends and our family and those whom we meet is also one of the most important things that we can do. Perhaps if we think about memories, one of my best memories is when Amanda and I got married. We had all of our plans laid out. I think I've probably shared this with you before, but we had all our plans laid out, where we wanted the service, who we wanted to take it, where we would have the reception and the date it would take place. All was sorted and we were really excited. Then we started trying to put those plans into action and we were met with issues from the outset. The person we wanted to take our wedding on the day we wanted it was on holiday. The church we wanted was unavailable due to building works. The venue we wanted was very expensive for not a lot, and it wouldn't have been special. We were both left quite despondent, and we had to go right back to the drawing board and start again. But we realized when we did that, we'd not prayed about the event at all. We hadn't taken it back to God. As soon as we did that, as soon as we gave it back to the Lord and we prayed about it, within 48 hours, we had a church, a priest, a wedding venue, and a date. And when the day came, as far as Amanda and I are concerned, it went perfectly without a hitch. The only issue that we were aware of was the flower arrangement for the top table didn't arrive. But we didn't actually notice that until we were told the day after, because we used Amanda's bouquet instead on the top table. And to top it off, it was one of the few nice days of weather in August 2017 as well. We drove 30 minutes from the church in a classic car with the roof down, and we were waving at everyone, particularly going through some of the small villages in the Dales. And perhaps one of the highlights is we got a group of four teenage lads hanging around a bus stop to wave at us and congratulate us. And as we turned into the hotel, the long line of cars behind us were beeping their horns and waving out of their windows. It was a perfect day. Of course, this that I've just shared is a memory that I can share vividly with you because it happened to me and it was a very special day. And I'm sure those of you that are married will also be able to tell about your wedding day. But as I noticed, as I was preparing this talk this morning, my mind was taken back to that day. And the same feelings and emotions of the day came to the surface. And actually, it was quite a good thing for me to reminisce about. And it's the same when we remember things in our own lives, those really important memories. The same emotions and feelings come back to the surface. And it's good to remember. What about community events, though? Well, I usually default back to London 2012. The sense of anticipation, the sense of excitement, that wonderful opening ceremony with Mr. Bean appearing and Chariots of Fire starting on the keyboard, the dun, 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 dun. It gives you goosebumps thinking back. I remember when Andy Murray won Wimbledon for the first time. I was living in a flat above a church in Plymouth near the Naval Dockyard. We were actually getting ready for an evening service, celebrating the patronal festival of the church. But before that service, over 20 people in the days when you could do this were crammed into my living room, watching, gathered round the TV, and we erupted a massive cheer. I think it was Andy Murray anyway. I might have the year wrong. But whoever it was, you know, we were there watching and supporting. And then as soon as it finished, we pulled together to make sure that we were ready for that service just 15 minutes later. Elation of tennis to the celebration of Holy Communion. Two very different emotions, but two things that I remember very, very well. No matter who we are, and no matter what we have been through, we will all have memories to share, good and bad, community, personal. We will have those moments in our lives that when we think about them, we are instantly taken back and the senses remember what it was like. Of course, some of them will be sad memories. I remember the moment my mum passed away and I ran down the corridor to see Amanda. That was a memory, and I think about it and it takes me back. I get emotions and feelings again. and they're not as exciting as thinking about a wedding. But the big events in life, we often commemorate them, and that's important. Yesterday, as clocks struck midday, church bells across this land tolled 100 times in memory of Captain Sir Tom Moore. It's not just the joyous occasions we remember as a community, but it's the sad ones too. Think of Remembrance Day, when we gather outside church around the cross and we lay the poppy wreath and we see what happens in London at Whitehall at the Cenotaph. We remember because it's good to remember, and it's biblical to remember. These last 12 months have changed the way we remember things there. Because we've had the sense of yearning for normality. We've longed to go back to what we know. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I find it hard to think back to pre-COVID times. I was only saying to Amanda this week, it feels strange thinking back to curacy, yet it's 18 months ago. It feels like an absolute lifetime ago. And we will come to a point where we look back on this pandemic as part of our corporate history. I'm sure in 50, 100 years, in history lessons up and down the land, they'll be talking about the COVID pandemic of 20 and 21. I remember back to the day when I saw on the news the headline, "The Church of England cancels all services." That will remain with me for a long time, because I never thought I would see the day where such a headline would make the news. But despite the pandemic, there are still lots of things we can remember and commemorate. As a society, we often remember these things because it reminds us of who we are. The society remembers because it's who we are. But as God's people, we remember because it reminds us of whose we are. It reminds us that we belong to God. This morning, we're going to look at three different events: the Exodus, the Passover, and the Last Supper. If we think of the Exodus from Egypt and the Passover, we can see God's faithfulness, and actively remembering is helpful to God's people. Remembering the Passover allows us to grow as a community of faith and love. Exodus was a defining event for Israel's understanding of God and their own identity as a nation. It takes the Israelites from Egypt to the promised land eventually. If we had time to pause and look at that story in detail, we would see that during the wilderness years, Moses is regularly encouraging the Israelites to remember the God who saved them whenever they wandered. What about us when we wander? Do we pause and thank God that he saved us and brought us back to him? Now, I doubt we'll ever have such an experience of the Israelites leaving a country, going through the wilderness for 40 years before reaching the promised land. But these last 12 months have felt something like a wilderness year or an exile year. This last week has given us signs of real hope as we heard the roadmap announced by Boris on Monday. We can look forward to the time when that will come. But of course, we still have to follow the guidelines now and not rush ahead. But there now is that sense of light at the end of the tunnel. It's almost like Canaan has appeared on the horizon and we can now see our destination. Whatever our circumstances, though, one place we can go to look back and see God's goodness in the past is in the Psalms. We can remember God's goodness in the past of our history, of the world's history, of the Israelites' history. Because those memories, as we remember them, increase our faith that God will deliver us again in the future. So we remember what God did because we know God will do something in the future. It won't be the same as back then, but God will still act. The first few verses of Psalm 105, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Remember what God has done. Carol Newsom, who's a biblical scholar, says the following. Even in exile, hope was nourished by evoking the memory of Exodus. It's no accident that the story of the Exodus is the only story which the Torah instructs the people of Israel to retell. This story is central to their identity as God's people. The Israelites are instructed to remember the Exodus. As a nation, Israel is encouraged to remember the Passover, the day when God rescued them from Egypt. And the act of remembering at Passover was not simply recollecting the past, but it also involved reimagining the present so that God's character, as revealed in the Exodus, could continue to shape the present and future stories of his people. So when we regularly remember God's faithfulness as a community, it helps us better understand his character so that we can love and trust him more in the future. We remember so that we love and trust the Lord more for the future. E.M. Forster, the novelist, says, unless we remember, we cannot understand. So we have to remember because it helps us understand who God is. And we can see from those two events, the Exodus and the Passover, how important it is to remember what God has done so that we can trust God for what he will do. As I say, he won't do the same thing again. It will be something new. But we know that he will continue to act as he acts throughout the ages. And we remember those times when God acts. Lastly, this morning, we're going to look at the Last Supper because that in itself is an act of remembrance. By participating in the act of remembering as a community, it reminds us of who Jesus is and who we are in him. The public act of remembering through communion enables us to witness to God's enduring love and faithfulness. Now, it has been hard to not be able to share in communion over this last year. I was in the church building this last week, upstairs in rooms 2 and 3. And I was reminded of when I announced during our Lent course last year that the chalice was suspended. It was a hard thing to say. And I wondered how long it would be suspended. I thought it'd be for a few weeks. Here we are nearly a year later, and we've still not been able to share in Holy Communion. But the time will come when we can share. Once again, the one bread and the one cup. It will happen. We will continue to remember what Jesus did for us. Just as the Israelites remembered God's deliverance through the Passover, Jesus now introduces a new act of remembrance based on his own death and resurrection. As we heard in our reading today, Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." It's a command. Do this. Paul uses the Lord's Supper to pass on what he has learned about Jesus. And he calls the early church to regularly do the same as a community. The Lord's Supper is a wonderful reminder that through Jesus' death and resurrection, all of us can receive God's deliverance like the Israelites. University of Waterloo in Canada actually discovered that saying things out loud increases our ability to remember them. So when we tell others about God's goodness, it helps us to remember it too. And as I started thinking about that, it really did get me thinking because I thought, well, I do remember the words that we say corporately together. The Lord's Prayer, I can recite some of the words of Holy Communion. And also the lyrics of the songs that we sing. They just come to mind and I start singing them because I've said or sung them out so loud. We remember those things that we say and those things that we declare together. Words of the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth. So when we share God's goodness and his faithfulness, we're not just witnessing to our friends and our families, but we are also remembering ourselves what he has done for us. So when we share our testimony, it's giving God the glory, it's witnessing to our friends and our family, but it's also allowing us to remember what the Lord has done. And as we say it aloud, we remember. And perhaps those same feelings and emotions of the time when we were saved come back to us, the moment we allowed God into our lives. This pandemic, of course, has been a hugely influential experience for both the church and the world. Many churches around the world have continued to selflessly love and support their communities in a time of crisis. There is no doubt that great hardship has been caused by this pandemic, but it is important for us to reflect on the ways that God has been faithful over this last year and how he's revealed his purpose for the church in different seasons. If we remember when we looked at Acts last January, we then started our vision draft. We said that we wanted to reach out into our community. And actually, through the pandemic, we've been able to do just that. There are many other ways that God has been faithful to us over this past year. We need to remember them because remembering is a key theme in the Bible. What we remember helps define who we are. We cannot become what we forget. So from the Exodus to the Passover to the Last Supper, we are called to be a people who remember God's faithfulness in the past so that we grow and we grow our love for him today and trust in him tomorrow. We remember so that we grow in our love for him today and we trust in him for tomorrow. On Tuesday evening, we will use the example of the Israelites to explore how we remember God's faithfulness to us as a community and as individuals. But as we close now, there's going to be a few questions that will appear on the screen, which are also in the Sunday email this morning. And I'm just going to read through those questions. Then we're going to pause and pray. Thinking about your life, how would you finish the question? I remember when God... Are you facing a situation where remembering God's past faithfulness could actually give you a new perspective? As a community, how do we develop a culture of remembering when to help us grow in our love for God? And how might these stories of God at work start to spill out from us as a community to others around us? Those questions are going to remain on the screen now as we pray. Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that we can remember what you've done for us. And that as we remember the past, our love for you grows today. And our trust in you for tomorrow Father, as we remember when perhaps we first came to know you, we remember when something big happened in our life. Help us to remember your faithfulness in those times for whatever it is that we're facing later today, tomorrow, or the week ahead. Help us as a church to remember when you have acted, so that not only can we share with each other, but we can share in our community what you've done. Help us to remember when, because by remembering, we can look forward to the future, to a post-COVID world, to a new normal with you at the center. I just invite you now, Holy Spirit, to come and fall afresh on us. And as we take a moment of silence, bring back a memory that we may have forgotten. Bring back a memory of the times when you've been faithful, that we could share with the people that we're gathered with in our household, or on Zoom coffee, or through a telephone call later. Help us remember when, Lord, you were faithful. Come, Holy Spirit, we pray. Come, Lord Jesus. Just had a picture. Often we talk of a book, we turn over a new page and it's a blank page to start again. Actually, the Lord was reminding me sometimes it's helpful to go back a few pages to see what he's been doing in the past to help us move forward to the future. We'll pick up some of these themes on Tuesday for those of you that are able to join us. But I'm going to hand back to Wendy now. Amen.